Well, it is a big game, an important one, and we prepare like that for every single game with the same intensity, with the same focus, and so there's not a lot more special things to do. Maybe the impact, the consequence on the table is bigger, but the preparation is the same.
I think that you play again Arsenal, no, again different player. It's like for them, we have some injury player that they play against Tottenham, no, with against some player. I think for me it's not important. We need to be aware because always it's important to know because it's true that the player are different, but on the end we play again Arsenal and they play again Tottenham.
The fans will be behind us, I don't worry for that, you know. It's one game where the fans are anyway away from home, always behind us, and it's down to us to give them even more belief and to make them more vocal by the quality of our game.
I think for us it's important, we are not focused on our opponent, we are focused on us. I think it's important to get the 3 points Saturday for us, not for to damage our opponent. And the more exciting thing is that if we are capable to win the game, maybe we will be in a good position. But never to think in to damage the opponent is always because it's good for us.
We want to win, but mathematically you can call that like you want. It's a need, yes. But the results are so unpredictable that even the highest gifted mathematician will have problems to find the model who works well out how this Premier League works.
1 year ago, we always spoke about to reduce the gap with the top four. And now we are on the second on the table. And who knows what will happen in the future. Now we need to be focused on the present, but it's sure that Tottenham next season is sure that it's better, will be better than today. But we need to enjoy about life, about football, about all. Life is present, football is present. It's not tomorrow, and we cannot spend time to wasting time to think it in the future. You never know.
I never understood that you want to do well because you want to win for yourself and you want to feel that you have given absolutely everything to win. After that, you do not choose who else wins it, you know. Sport is about that the most the guys who deserve it win it, and it's not the identity what is important. What is important is that you give absolutely your best to be on top of everybody else.
If they have a player that have the habit to play for win the title, and what's happened against Manchester United or against Swansea last night, you know, and for us we are capable to beat Manchester City away. And for last night was difficult. I think sometimes we use a lot of topic on football, a lot of topics. No, and you know, football is simple. It's not too complicated. You have a lot of example, no? A lot of example. And in different clubs, sometimes sign a player or a manager that with a big background, a big trophy on behind. And sometimes success and sometimes no. And you never know. Football is no ordinary business.
I had a few, you know, and it's very difficult to predict what will happen tomorrow. But maybe it is one of the few where the title race is at stake. Maybe the only one since I'm here.
I think it's not a decisive game. It's a very important for us and for them. But it's not... what can happen after that? It's not the last game or the last that we have ahead. Only 2 games to try to achieve something. After Saturday, it's 9 games on Premier League. It's a lot, 27 points.